All right, our next stop is Burlington. We're heading to the Burlington Symphony, speaking with the maestro there, the music director, Dennis Mastromonaco. We'll be hearing a little bit about the season repertoire highlights. The next concert coming up is Saturday, November 11th, from the New World. Check out their website for more information, burlingtonsymphony.ca. Now, Burlington is very special, very dear to my heart. I performed there recently, also engaged in the discussion about the universality of music called One Burlington at that acoustic jewel in town, the Burlington Performing Arts Center. So it's my pleasure to welcome Dennis back to our show. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Well, you are a man of many hats, and you are now a legend in this area of the world, both as music director of Mississauga Symphony Orchestra, Burlington Symphony Orchestra, York Symphony Orchestra, and also including the Youth Orchestra of Mississauga Symphony. How do you do it all? How do you manage to navigate your way with so much repertoire and so many wonderful musicians that you're leading?
Yes, yeah, certainly requires a bit of a balance between the orchestras. Luckily, we've got incredible behind-the-scenes staff that keep moving along, and wonderful musicians.
Wonderful musicians. Well, speaking of wonderful musicians, From the New World, coming up this Saturday, November 11th, 8 p.m., you have a terrific pianist there, Eric Guo. I've heard him live. He's doing the Mendelssohn Piano Concerto No. 1, sparkling virtuosity there. You also have another emerging young artist winner, Joanna Yang, on the violin, performing the Mendelssohn, two major works. And on top of that, you're throwing in the New World Symphony and a world premiere composition. Where do we start here?
Yeah, it's our season opener. We just came off of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Burlington Symphony Orchestra, and we thought, let's kick the season off with a commissioned work by Brian Jagger, and it is the 150th anniversary of the city of Burlington.
That's right.
So we had an overture dedicated to the city. It's called the Burlington Overture, and we'll premiere it Saturday, along with incredible guest artists, the winners of our competition, Eric, who also just won the Chopin International.
Fantastic. Good luck to him on his career. He's a wonderful, wonderful pianist. Tell us a little bit about Brian Jagger. Is he a local as well? How did this idea come about?
Yes, from Burlington, musician, composer. We connected. We're trying to, as always, you know, getting new music written on a short concert season with the community orchestra is always tricky to find a spot. We had a brief chat and I said, look, this would be great. We've got this spot. It's the 150th anniversary of Burlington. He's from Burlington. Always wanted to write something for us. And this is a perfect chance to get this done. It's a lovely work, very cinematic.
Mm.
And I think the audience is going to enjoy it.
Sounds like a terrific way to open your season. That's From the New World this Saturday, November 11th at 8 p.m. Join Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco and his ensemble of terrific musicians and guest artists. Check out burlingtonsymphony.ca. All right, then you have a Christmas Spectacular December 10th, and that's followed by an Afternoon at the Opera February 11th. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about what you're programming in terms of favorite arias, overtures.
Right, yeah. An Afternoon at the Opera, it's not public information now, but the two soloists that we were trying to go after are confirmed. The first is Romulo Delgado, incredible tenor.
Oh, yeah, Delgado, nice. Another one I've heard live, terrific. And the other you mentioned?
Leanne Kaufman.
Okay.
Wonderful artist. And, you know, when we do these sort of opera highlights, we've been doing them a couple of years, and you always set up, you know, the top 10 overtures and arias, and past we've done excerpts from Carmen and Figaro, and we'll come back to some of the favorites, arias from La Bohème, La Traviata, and some Aida. So a really good variety for an audience that I think would enjoy. Opera is fairly new to Burlington Symphony. Mm-hmm. We don't do fully staged opera or anything. So I love opera, and I think it's got a great place in Burlington.
Great. Symphonic Pops coming up March 30th. Chance to hear a full-size symphony play of our favorite bands that we grew up with, Coldplay, Beatles, Led Zeppelin. I still have all the vinyl albums. That should be a very special evening, too.
Yeah, you know, the Pop Show is a new addition this year. Typically, the orchestra is less concerts, four concerts. We added a show, and I said this extra one perhaps should be non-classical. So in the past, we did Broadway, and this time around, I said, let's let's stretch ourselves and put on a pop show.
Yep.
Some wonderful music. There'll be a band and singers. And if you like pop music and want to hear a symphony orchestra play through some popular favorites, it's going to be a good time.
Right, right. Well, so many of these works, Beatles, Coldplay, Led Zeppelin are now classics in a way. I mean, every time I cross the border, I say I'm a classical pianist. They say, do you play Billy Joel? So
yeah, of course. Yeah.
There we go.
No, yeah.
Symphonic Fairy Tales, May 12th. That is your closer. Tell us a little bit about fairy tale music you have in store. I already see a few of our typical jukebox requests. Prokofiev, Peter and the Wolf, The Waltz from Sleeping Beauty.
Yes, Hansel and Gretel is on the program. And I think one of my favorite tone poems, Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Mm.
And each of them will have, obviously, you know, based on fairy tales, something a little different. We have an incredible narrator joining us, Christopher Gray. From Kugel Theater, joining us for Peter and the Wolf, and a very special waltz from Sleeping Beauty, because we're going to include a mime, Trevor Kopp from Burlington.
Oh, good. Terrific.
Very unique. And, yeah, of course, the incredible Scheherazade.
Bring along your families. That's going to be a treat. Symphonic Fairy Tales, and that is the close of the 2023-2024 season for the Burlington Symphony. My special guest has been Dennis Mastromonaco, the music director, conductor there. Good luck to you and your upcoming performance on Saturday, November 11th. I just want to ask you the last question. How has support of orchestral music been in the community post-COVID?
Thrilled to say audiences have returned. I've been with the orchestra three, going into my fourth season, and we are thrilled, really, really happy with our audiences and so thankful for them returning. We're 20 tickets from sold out to our Christmas show.
Wow.
So positive. So thankful of all our Burlington community audiences.
Good luck on your season. Good luck with your opening show from the New World coming up Saturday, November 11th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at burlingtonsymphony.ca. Thank you, Dennis. Thanks for joining us and giving us a taste of your season ahead.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye for now.
Cheers.